This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Hopefully you are having a pleasant April 23rd so far. Hump day, yes, and we come in here on hump day down 0-2. That's right, the Memphis Grizzlies fall to 0-2 as expected. What we wondered is whether or not they could cover. They did not. Cut it to single digits there in the third. And that's about as competitive as it got as Oklahoma City ran off from there. They notch a 19-point win, 118-99 over the Grizzlies. I guess that's a lot better than losing by 51, obviously. Jaren was better, certainly offensively, but in the end, it's becoming more and more clear that the Grizzlies do not have enough. And maybe that should be sort of, we should apply that to the big three. We'll continue to discuss. More information is needed. And we'll get more information starting on Thursday as this thing shifts back to Memphis Pacers. I'll tell you what, that's a little spicy little series, but they're up 2-0. They're controlling Milwaukee, led from start to finish. And the Lakers got a win to even the series there, 1-1. They needed it. Minnesota looked like it was just happy to be up 1-0 and having stolen home court already. NFL draft tomorrow, excited about that, first round at least. And we shall see where some of these quarterbacks are going to go. Everybody's predicting a fall for Shadur, and it looks like it might be getting worse and worse. We shall see. I think he's minus 120 going second round now, which would be crazy. A guy that was once mocked at number one, saw one assistant anonymously in the NFL, had some really, really harsh things to say about his interview with Shadur Sanders that he was sitting in on. And how about this? Watched a thrilling baseball game last night. That's right, I'm back. I haven't talked about baseball since 2016, but there was one last night in Chicago. Boy, was it fun. 11-10. Cubs get the win over the Dodgers. That's going to matter. I know a lot of people around here have shut off baseball already because a lot of people are Cardinals fans, and I wish you the best. Saw you got a road win, look like, here recently. Congrats.
Thank you very much. We're certainly excited about the direction of the franchise as a Cardinals fan. And I appreciate you getting.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Well, yeah.
I'm talking about the C right here on my hat.
That too. That was a big win for sure as we continue to build and with high entropy out in Chicago. And I appreciate you starting the show monologue with other NBA scores because soon cometh.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this show will have.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into. We'll sort of break down matchup by matchup where the Grizzlies can go, right? We'll kind of, this will be like film room, Gruden's Grinders. We've got a plan.
You've got a plan.
I am lying. I have no plan. There is no plan. There are just two games remaining. And that's good news, right? Into the unknown, as they say in Frozen. Into the unknown. Here we go.
Good job.
Here we go. Norton Heard the Fourth is going to join us today at 125. And we'll talk a little bit about this, but also some college basketball, some Memphis basketball with him at 125 as we do. All righty. Time to sit into the dentist chair. Time to get on in.
I was at the optometrist chair yesterday.
Yeah.
And real quick before you get us in the dentist chair, a shout out to Dr. Michael Dorkowski over at the, yes, Southern College of Optometry. I got a little bit of a swollen eyelid, and he took good care of me yesterday. Here's what he said. I could hear you coming from all the way around the corner with that old booming voice of yours. I listen to you guys all the time. Big fan of the show. Big fan of 92.9 FM ESPN. And I wanted to shout out. We got actual doctors listening to us. And I was so flattered and humbled by that.
Yeah.
And so, again, to Dr. Dorkowski, thank you for taking care of me yesterday. Everybody over at the Southern College of Optometry, we're going to get this eyelid on down. Okay? Got a little bump in there. Going to get this on down. They've given me a little treatment.
Okay.
A little warm treatment. And appreciate their help over there, and more, and even more so, the fact that he's a listener.
I love that.
Yeah. There you go.
I love that you're getting your eye condition addressed. Now, what was his diagnosis for the Grizzlies?
We didn't have to. He was still floating from his national championship. He's a Florida man, actually, like your man Mike Miller. We talked a little bit about that, how he's a transplant like Mike Miller, and has lived here now 25 years in Memphis and has put his roots down. And so we discussed that. Because I think, much like you started this show, John, a little late, but we're a little late starting the show, there's just no fixing it. So you don't diagnose something that's dead. You know what I'm saying? It's just dead.
Yeah, it's just dead.
It does shift back here, though.
Yeah.
And so we will get a good look at it here right in front of us down at FedEx Forum.
Yeah, I mean, I thought in terms of yesterday, I mean, you got blitzed again at the beginning, right? You're down 32-17.
Because you missed your first 10 shots, and most of them were open.
Yep.
And it felt like right there at the very beginning, you're out of it.
Yep.
I know they cut it to single digits there in the third, but did we really think there wasn't another OKC run coming with the way the Grizzlies were? I mean, the turnovers, every single one of them against this team, that's what they do.
Yep.
I think, was it 25 points off turnovers? Whatever it is, they are killing you there. It seems like, I think Harrington and Jeff talked, they are on the other end of the floor dunking the ball every time that Ja throws a cross court, you know, a pass he thinks he can get away with and did maybe against Charlotte, but you cannot do that here. His five turnovers, all of them were costly. Again, I guess because it wasn't 51, John, that we could start with some of the, you know, positives. But you and I both know this thing's dead.
We owe our audience more than that. you know, this we're not going to gas.
And Jaren responded in terms of, okay, he's not going to let Hardenstein just hold him and push him around. Like, he pushed back. There were times when Caruso's boxing him out, though. So I want to sit up here and tell you, oh, boy, you got an all-star performance. He did respond after being challenged nationally.
Right.
So there was that.
Yeah.
And I'll probably draw the line there.
Exactly right. So, you know, I don't feel better about the Grizzlies. Nothing fundamentally is different, right? Nothing has fundamentally changed about, I mean, this team is outmatched. And they were always outmatched from the beginning. Whether they lose by 8, whether they lose by 18, whether they lose by 28, 38, 48, 58, doesn't matter. You know, this Thunder team is historic. They're historically good. They would be doing this to, you know, there's some chance they might even be doing this to the Warriors. If the Warriors had lost the play-in game and they were the 8th seed, you know, I just don't really fault the Grizzlies as much. Yeah, I mean, they've definitely contributed to it, like you said, with the turnovers and things like that. But, you know, they've run into a historically great team. I saw a guy on Twitter yesterday, you know, he was saying that this isn't the 96 Bulls or the, you know, 2016 Warriors. Brother, it's better. It's better than the 2016 Warriors if you go in by net rating. It's only behind the 96 Bulls. So, like, there is an element of that to this for me that, like,
but,
yeah.
But again,
But I mean, Jason, they were never going to compete in this series.
Those teams, though, and I get how good net rating was, regular season here. Those teams were already like champions, though. You know what I mean? Like the Bulls had won three and were about to win three
but
more.
But what do you
want to
see from the Thunder, man?
I want to see them continue this.
Well, they will.
I don't think it should be 51 in game one. And frankly, yesterday wasn't close either. And I do think it is informative in a way that if you ain't close.
Oh, well, I agree with that.
If there's not one game that's even competitive.
Right, I agree with that.
Then forget the fringes. Maybe even forget the coach. You got to blow it up.
That's
what we discussed yesterday. Right. That's where I think the conversation we have to shift it and move forward. It can't. Yeah. This doesn't just look like a coach or getting more vets in here.
Yeah.
This is starting to look like this big three is never going to work. I realize OKC's going to probably go on, maybe win this thing, and maybe be up there with the champs, hang a banner.
Right.
But look how far you are away. When at one point you were two, you had the collapse. You've lost your defensive identity. If it's not competitive, you need to seriously think about blowing up whatever we're calling them today, big three, whatever they are.
I think that's
where you maybe changing course.
Yeah.
If that's and I had not discussed this because to me it's sort of holding Zach Kleiman to sort of a higher accountability. This morning I was listening to talk about whether or not you fire him in terms of a shakeup. I'm not ready for that yet. But back to the point. Maybe that is what you do because this is much larger than having more vets, a couple less first and second year guys here. Your big three's not stacking up. I mean, if you were getting 75 points a game from them, and great performances in these, and you're just coming up short with the other, with the role players, that's one. That's a whole nother conversation. I realize Ja's got the ankle. I mean, there are factors here.
Right.
But the way this team turns the ball over, that's been all season long.
Right.
And against this team, and against most, as you've pointed out, John, who's the season series you won? Minnesota?
Yeah.
That's the one you won in the West. Against most, they took that weakness and turned it on you. It hasn't changed enough under Isolo. Just saying, if it's not competitive here back in Memphis, where it's last stand time, at least, again, we talked about pride yesterday. Jaren showed some. But you want a competitive game. You want to be in the game. If it's not, you have to seriously consider.
No, yeah,
before you get into next year, and these players are saying they want out,
right?
And my belief, your leverage is lessened. It's already limited.
Yeah,
you've always talked about you're never going to get back in the return what you're sending out in terms of with these star players, but you have to be proactive.
Yeah,
if it's going to be this far apart.
No, I think that's fair. I mean, I guess where I was coming from, as I had literally no expectation of the Grizzlies winning this series.
Winning.
But you're right.
We're past that.
If the gap is going to be this wide,
I think this does matter.
Every game. Right. Now, we'll see what happens in game three, game four. Although, I would even say this. Even if you win a game four when it's 3-0, and they're just like, oh, whatever, we don't really care about game four, we'll take this back to OKC and close it in five,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't change. Like, it was still a massive, massive gap.
Yeah.
Right? Even if you win a meaningless game four, because the context of this series is that it is thoroughly non-competitive.
I guess what I'm concerned about is that you tell yourself, well, they're the best team we've ever seen.
Yep.
That's Ja's right. Got a bad ankle.
Yep.
We don't have Jalen Wells and Brandon Clark.
Yep.
So let's run it back.
With maybe a different coach.
Because that would be, even that, yes, that would be the, but really, again, this coaching situation that you've thrown Isolo in, all set up by a front office that made the,
totally right.
You put two guys, you pitted them against each other, essentially.
Yeah.
But I once believed that as I had put it, a culture coach, somebody who meant business, somebody that's going to help mature the players, all that, compared to Ime Udoka, if it's a Dagnold, whatever it is, that could be the guy, because I'm focused on growing up Ja, growing up Jaren, growing up Bane, right? Because big three grown up, gonna stack up.
Yep.
I'm questioning that now, that it's a coach can do. Danny Green came on and told us, it ain't going to matter who the coach is, 12's going to be 12. It's him that's got to grow. And so when you listen to NBA people, you watch how wide this margin is, and you just keep going back to the three. Now, I thought, again, when you're looking at that and talking about the three, Jaren's performance last night was important. Because if you go out and you see another 4-3 type performance, oh, man, where are you at on him then? Again, his is the biggest question right now because he's the one with the max contract at stake. With this likely all-NBA selection. And so at least for him, I read where he was calling up old Michigan State folks, strength coaches and everything, trying to muster up all of his, I mean, He did not get pushed around by Hartenstein. He actually cooked him a couple times. But there were also times where Caruso was boxing him out.
Yeah, oh man.
Did you see that? Because they showed they showed it.
I mean, Caruso was guarding him. And holding his own.
We talked about that in the first game where he's standing out 3-point line letting Caruso guard him. But I saw more of him backing guys down. He's using that. It's almost like he doesn't want to be the bully. But when he actually does it, he's effective.
Yep.
How are we not figured that out by year 7? My point is, what I'm watching makes me want to have more of that discussion. I think probably the front office needs to be having that discussion more so than thinking a few adjustments. Just having Jalen Wells and Brandon Clark back, maybe with a new coach, is going to be the fix here.
Yeah.
Some I don't know, John. Maybe it's a larger conversation where, and we had some of this conversation at the end of the Core Four, mm-hmm. where are you just okay with being competitive, being in the playoffs,
right.
and maybe you're
right.
Winning one series is okay. If that's what we're setting the ceiling at, then you're not moving these guys.
Right.
But you're about to be paying a whole lot of money doing that.
It is.
Is that going to put butts in seats down at FedEx Forum? Real questions, man.
Yeah.
Boom. At the same time, we're waiting on this team to see whether or not it's going to sign a new lease this summer, as the mayor hopes to get it done by. It's woo.
And no answers are easy, right?
Because I know one doesn't relate to the other, but it's just they got a lot going on right now, bro.
Yeah,
where this franchise is, it could be. I'm feeling your word coming on, bro. I'm feeling it. Hold on. Might be approaching a crossroads.
I mean, I definitely think they are. And look,
crossroads, Brad. Now we haven't used it in a minute. Feels like
you were probably going to be there anyway, because the money was coming up, but running into OKC. As the AC has expedited it, there's no question about that.
Well, you didn't have to be here if you didn't collapse.
That's right.
That's on you.
That's right.
You're getting exposed like this because you put yourself in this position, and I ain't just talking about the last play-in game that some of us said, you know what, this isn't even worth it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the collapse.
Yep.
From two at the trade deadline.
Well, you know, there could be some argument to be made that winning that game was helpful. Like, we could look up and it would be like, oh, man. Because now they couldn't, they had to like see it like Bird
that's
Box.
That's what
remember
I told
Bird
you.
Box.
That's the way I came in here talking yesterday.
Sandra Bullock, they made it. Yeah. They made you look
that's
at
how
it.
My eye feels right now.
They made you see it.
Up. Yep.
You know,
they're trying to pry it open.
Because obviously, what you're seeing is that you are in a different weight class entirely. Like, not even just
that's
on paper.
Said,
you know, you're not good enough.
That's what I said. Maybe this can be informative, because if you're just losing that game. Not in the play. You tell yourself, okay, maybe you can convince yourself a little bit more solid. We can run this back. We're okay, because you didn't see this.
Yes.
You know, you didn't have to go out there and be thrown in front of the guns like this.
Exactly. So
what is it, the firing range?
Yeah, the firing line.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Firing line, excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what OKC is doing to you, because even like you said, you cut it to single digits miraculously. But what did that take? That
Jaren
took
hit
like
a couple baskets in third, cut it to side. I was like, okay, maybe we'll here it is, some pride. Jaren hit a three, had a runner, cut it to eight twice in the third, and then you didn't get another field goal for about 2.5-3 minutes. It was Ja. They had already run off back, pushed it up to 14 from eight, and it's over. They're up by 11 going in the fourth. They've got the momentum again, and they took it and ran with it.
They sure did.
And SGA is not even having a good games offensively.
No, he's not.
I know he finished with, what is it, 27?
Yeah, it felt like Caruso
but
was kind of like
shooting
their guy yesterday.
Dude, Caruso blocking Ja's shots.
Yeah, man.
And boxing Jaren out bothers me.
Yeah. I get it.
That dude.
He's their eighth man, bro. Seventh man.
And he
whatever.
Is, and they said that, and they said, it shows you how deep they are. He's making 80 on 3 years, 80 million for 3 years.
Yeah.
It shows you how valuable he and what you get when he comes in there.
Yeah,
we don't have anybody like that.
No, most teams don't.
And that's what's made, you're right. The great but good call. That's what's made them sort of super.
Yeah,
going in and filling the holes they had. Hartenstein on the glass. They needed toughness inside, and then Caruso. Some more a team that was already sticky defensively. Got Dort and all them out there.
Yeah.
You're adding him to it.
Yeah.
Dude jumps so high look so unathletic.
Is there a world
he is athletic?
Scottie Pippen Jr. could be that for the Grizzlies. Like, is there a world where he's that?
I'm fine with Scottie Pippen Jr. as the backup point guard here.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen Jr. in a lot of ways, man. I mean, I know he's not as efficient as Tyus. What Tyus do the turnover assist thing was the leader for 4 years.
Yeah.
But there's way more defensively.
Yes.
Exactly. Way more.
I mean,
Tyus was a minus defensively. I mean, remember, guys?
Caruso had 13-4. Scottie Pippen had 13-4.
What I'm not for is if you're talking about, if you're sitting up here telling, you know,
you can't
and
pay
you're
80
not,
million. But I,
well, yeah. You know, if you're trading Ja, you know, Scottie Pippen ain't becoming the starter.
I need Scottie to be the sixth
backup
man,
point guard
man,
here
you know?
Is perfect, and you got him on a contract now. That's perfect for that, don't you? It's not Tyus money, so it's good for you.
But I mean, look,
I like him in the role he's in.
It's just the Thunder's big three. They have like a big seven.
Oh, I see what you. If you could be that type of role player, like Caruso is
the Celtics
team.
Have Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, I know. I think Scottie gives you a lift, especially defensively. You know, I really do. I think he gives you at least an energy there where it's not just or wasn't just Jalen Wells out there, and you need guys like that, particularly when you got Bane and Jai out there.
That's right. I mean, the issue is they bring off Cason Wallace, Caruso, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins.
Oh, they're loaded.
All those guys can score and do score. And you're bringing off, you know, Marvin Bagley and John Conchar.
He must have listened to my speech yesterday because he thought he was back at Duke, didn't he?
Dude, Marvin Bagley's awful.
Hold on, this dude tried to go from the 3-point line drive the lane, man. I
don't think they passed on the ball after that. I think they did not even look at it.
Because that could not have been the offense. Bro said, I'm going to take this thing
over.
He
was reading Twitter after game one.
He was,
Everybody was gassing him up on Twitter like, Marvin Bagley, man. I need to get
a contract out for that man.
Hey, look, Marvin.
Put some of this fat and keep Bagley.
Marvin Bagley is a bad 2 weeks away from being out of the league.
Man.
Okay.
He tried to. He had a vision.
Yeah.
That he was gonna take over again.
Yeah. Man had one rebound, no points in 11 minutes. So that's the problem, right? Ultimately.
What's crazy is some of y'all Memphians saw one game of Bagley and said, that's the answer.
We're just
starved here.
Well, we were. We're
starved here for bigs that, you know, rebound and score.
Yes. Yeah.
We can't. Look, it's so sad you have to laugh.
You have to laugh. You're just getting
warmed. Are we
going to
win a game? That's the last thing I have for you two.
No.
We're not going to win a game in Memphis?
No.
What's the line?
8.5. It opened 9, so somebody came in on the Grizz.
Who has the most pride on the team? What player has the most pride on the team?
I mean, I guess Desmond Bane, bro. 19-12.
He did hit the glass, didn't he?
But I don't know, bro.
Short arm, son of a gun. God bless him.
The one thing that was interesting at the beginning of the game that I felt like it just struck me was the commentary really was very critical of Ja. They said Ja was way too casual.
I don't know what the injections are doing to him though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No. He's out there severely sprained ankle.
He has the ankle, which is apparently really bad.
That happened a week ago.
A week ago,
yeah,
and he's still taking injections.
Yeah,
this is.
But they were they were going in on him.
Does that make you any kind of spacey?
You know, I don't know the side effects
because I believe
Toradol is what we believe it would be.
I mean, many players have been able to play and not gotten spacey. I'm imagining after taking injections. So I'm just really trying to dismiss it as an option. I thought he was just inherent and even tweeted it in real time from the sideline, covering them.
Yesterday,
that job wasn't going hard.
Right.
Casual, I think, is the way that Harrington phrased it.
But, like, Candace Parker
now,
and Dennis Scott both were, like, remarking about it.
Well,
I mean, it was one bad shot.
If not for the third quarter and the effort, remember, we were at halftime, and Candace and the entire studio crew was saying this team was not competing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right. So, you know, I guess in some way, thankfully, you got that in the third. And Jaren had a big quarter, but, you know, I'd be saying break it up today if they hadn't done that at least.
Yeah, it's
it got to a point where everybody had to say, okay, now they're fighting. You saw even Isolo get a tech, and I'm not sure how much of it was truly out of frustration with the official or how is he trying to, sensing that his team, okay, it showed some fight, but now they've lost. I need to show some fire. You know, maybe that's that's the button I can push to buy them to get to buy into me a little bit more at this point. It all feels like pushing buttons. I don't blame, you know, you're frantically looking for answers. I don't blame him at all. That's Zach Kleiman and putting him in this position here late. How can he have any trust from players?
Yeah.
You know, how can they believe he's going to shepherd them through this? Okay, I suppose you could have Tyronn Lue and they might not believe you up against this OKC team that apparently is going to go on and win 7, 8, 9 championships. We have crowned them.
Well, I think they probably get one this year.
My goodness. They are deep. And we don't talk enough about, like, just the things like Jalen Williams, how much better he is this season as an all-star.
Yeah.
Like, his growth.
Yeah.
He's turning you over. He's dunking on the other end to go with this star in SGA, who hasn't even been good offensively yet.
Yeah. I mean, they only shot 33% from three last night. It's not like they shot 48, you know.
Bro was 10 of 29.
Yeah, he felt like he was forcing it. And he was missing a lot of the shots he normally makes, too, which was weird. But, again, Chet couldn't miss from three. You mentioned Jalen Williams. I mean, got Caruso giving you 13.
I love Jalen Williams, man. Dude is such a good, like, two guy.
He had the concussion. He comes in and drains the three out of the timeout. I mean,
he's faster. I think he got most underrated at whatever that survey was.
And the problem for the Grizzlies is that I genuinely believe the Thunder are out to get the sweep, right? Like, it matters to them, it feels like, that they get this done. And so,
yeah, because I mean, you got a chance to rest up in the West, and you have to take advantage of that. These series could be long. The other folks, you're waiting on Clippers, Denver. That thing could go 7. You want to dispose, of course, you want to take care of the business that is finishing off the Grizzlies, but you want to pack in as much rest as you can, and get ahead of these other teams in the West when you can make quick work of it. And certainly, it looks like they can. Now, listen, we're going. I mean, sure. Right, we'll have a good first quarter at least, right? With the home crowd on Thursday, and maybe that thing is close after.
I kind of worry that.
Can we get at least close after a quarter? Because it hasn't felt. There's been no reason to believe after a quarter in either of the first two it's felt like.
Yeah.
Can we have reason to believe after first quarter here? Is there. We still got a little bit of belief and pride left in the tank?
I'm not willing to say that.
So SGA is going to take us out of it early.
I kind
of
feel like they'll be. We'll get the best version of the Thunder because, like, they're on the road now. Like, they're going to be re-engaged. They're going to want it. Like, I just don't – I'm not willing make any proclamations about how close the series – because I just don't see it. I don't see any logical reason other than that third quarter where the Grizzlies couldn't miss from three. I mean, every other quarter, there's been 8 of them. Every other quarter has been domination. So – I really can't. I can't go there. I don't want to go there.
All 6 games are double-digit wins for OKC this year. All 6. You said what was it? 10, 11 in a row. 10.
Yeah. So,
but all 6 this year are double digits. We thought we were a top 4 seeding contender for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
Mirage.
Unfortunately. All right, we'll come back. We got a lot more to get to today. Like you mentioned, the NFL drafts tomorrow. Got some other NBA playoff games. We're gonna keep fading Brad. 2-1 yesterday though for Brad Carson.
I heard even some doubt creeping into your tone. I thought on Jeff this morning. Shame on you.
I mean, again,
you should know we're just 10 games into this. This man is gonna collapse, and he does have a talent for picking losers because he's bad at picking winners.
All right. Well, let's hope that starts at some point.
Okay.
So we'll do that a little bit later in the show. Stick around, Jason and John. I'm trying to find ESPN.
Yeah. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency. They're licensed in the Mid-South. They're going to help you get the most money for your home. Reach out to them. You may have a question. You may need some advice. They can help you. Things you need to work on for your home. Things that may not be worth your time. Reach out to Jennifer and her team. They're the best in Memphis. Sold at livelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200. Put that number in your phone. Keep it. Use it now or use it later. Jennifer's done it through every market. She's done what? She's gotten top dollar. It'll probably get you more money than you think possible for that home. That's what she did for me back in 2018. And on the other side, the buying side. She's great at that too. She knows what to look for, and she's not going to put you in a situation that just fattens up her pocket and it doesn't fatten up your equity, your financial situation. If it's not good for you, it's not good for her. There are some agents just out for themselves. Jennifer is out to improve Memphis by getting you in a good situation. It's going to be good whether for the rest of your life or just to get you to your next home. She is the best. 901-625-5200. Give her a chance to show you. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right. Grizz.
Under the growl. Sometimes it just doesn't come. Because it's right? The spirit is, I don't blame it at all.
Hey,
the spirit
hey.
Is dead. Go ahead and hit him.
Hey.
It just doesn't even hit the same after
I'm
his collapse.
Fed up.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it just and see if it hits the same.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't feel the same.
The bear is too strong, you know. We need to hear a dying bear.
I see why we don't get it as much anymore when we say grizz around here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I'd do the same thing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have the energy.
You have to win.
I agree.
You have to win.
We're not disagreeing.
No matter what,
we think this is the
we
proper approach.
We don't get
approach.
Participation trophies.
No, I'm not playing that stuff.
You have to
get
win.
Get out of here with that.
No, let's.
All we
let's
do
play
is
it.
Win.
Let's play it.
No,
for the third
no,
quarter.
No.
For the third
so
quarter.
When we say Grizzlies,
no.
We play the growl every gosh darn time?
You know, hold on. That's going to be played one more time after they win game four. Just going to come here and play it on Monday.
We're going to do
it. And we have to leave that for him.
We're going to. Do you have Hasatine's third quarter calls?
I can pull it.
I don't want to hear. We got within eight, bro. I don't want to hear
that.
Bro,
they won the third quarter.
Oh,
they
do is
what was really disheartening was the shots not falling in that first quarter. Like, you got the shots, and they just couldn't go in the damn hole.
As Harrington wrote, you were wide open and missing.
Put them in the hole, dog.
Missed your first 10. And so if you can't hit the wide open one.
You are a pro.
Because most times against this OKC team, you're not going to have wide open shots.
No.
So that's why, you know. You're roadkill.
Roadkill, bro. No doubt about it. You know, we're just trying to stay in one piece, you know.
Did we settle on Desmond Bain for most pride? I just want to make sure we...
Here we go.
Double, shoulders in, fades, hangs, scores from 10 on the left high post.
No. We wanted the Grizzlies highlights,
no,
man.
No,
not the Thunder
no,
highlights.
That's the right. Play all the Thunder highlights. Because and send,
the right
and CC them to Zach Kleiman.
Into the lane. Hangs with a wild left-handed finger roll. That's good. That is next level athleticism.
Don't
Jabberant
do this.
With 21.
Thank you.
What a beautiful shot.
Thank
right
you.
There.
Go Grizz. Third quarter dub. It's basically 1-1. The series
right
is basically tied.
Three. Ring it up.
Ring it up.
Three on the board.
You can tell by
they
the
don't
tone.
Want the smoke.
It's a version of Eric that's like good but subdued. You just it's dimmed. It's like
well,
a dim light.
Respectfully, no one listening is an idiot.
That's fair.
You know,
we have smart listeners to this radio station. Otherwise, you can't listen if you're not smart.
Oh, we got on tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, that's rough, bro.
You know,
what y'all do with Wentz?
Carson Wentz?
No. Wentz Williams.
Oh, my God. He out there wincing somewhere else.
I'm just saying, y'all not even going to play him anymore?
For what, bro?
He's just all that belief we had in him now it's gone, and so is Isolo's and the front office. We're just not even going to put him out there and try him.
No, nah, dude, you got to have you got to.
We're gotta, running John Conchar out there in front of
yeah, and Luke
in front of Wentz Williams.
I you got to love this version of Luke Kennard who refuses to shoot the three. I mean, it's like he just doesn't want to hurt his percentages or something. I don't know what it is, but, like, that man will catch the ball at the three-point line and will not shoot. It's crazy. I don't understand it.
He's on strike.
Yeah, he is 100% on strike. He's like, you know what?
Said y'all should trade me to the Nets.
I shot 43.3% from three this year.
I'm going to keep it there.
And it ain't, we're not adjusting it.
That's right, because I need it for next year. Resign with a real franchise.
Exactly. Was that his career high?
No, we're in Kennard's mind.
Yeah, he shot...
But we do need to show better. We are the joke right now of the NBA, and certainly of these NBA playoffs.
It's one of
I'm
his better of full year shooting, no doubt about it. It really because he only played 39 games last year. So
the unsportsmanlike brought up the "do you trade job because it's so bad" conversation this morning.
Yeah, people in Nashville are going to do that, but you know
they said it very like not flippantly too. Like it was
well,
a free-
they, you know their thing. I mean, clearly they do well. When they talk job, because they have continued the job conversation pretty strong. This is a dead team, and most have moved on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, they've stuck with Ja since the gun thing.
I noticed
and,
that
and
too.
And it seems to me like that does them pretty well. Yeah. They would, you know, they're not talking about it if folks aren't listening and responding.
That's
and right. So it struck me how sort of centered in they've been on Ja.
I don't.
Chris Canty is done with him. Basically, it sounds like should you know.
I got the
this
same
guy's
vibes.
Never going to mature. Yeah. Essentially, is the vibe I get because he's old. Oh, I played the game. We were vets and
right.
We did it. And so you can sort of understand him having that viewpoint. Again, those folks aren't on it like we are. They probably don't understand quite as much. They can listen to us, and Brad, you can tell them all day.
Yep.
But just potentially what Ja can still mean to the city,
yep.
right, and how
well, they don't
you
understand.
Almost have to yeah. exhaust almost.
Yes,
almost
you
do.
Have
even,
to.
You
have
just
to.
Because you're small market, and I realize
that
Kenny would say, well, a star is going to be born every time, and you got to get back in. You can't keep banking. No, I mean, at least with this one, we have to exhaust every avenue
you
in trying
to
get the best out of him. That we may be past it. We might be. Maybe some of this series again is informative, but I'm just.
You have to.
If I'm trading any of the big three, I'm getting. I'm doing my due diligence on all of them. And to me, I realize I know you could make the argument right now he's not doing it, but Ja is still the one to me that makes everybody else out there better. I've seen Bane and Jaren for a lot of the season out there, and individually can be great. Do either one of them make you better? Now, if the return for Ja is getting me so many picks that first round picks, everything else, maybe a future, but that the potential, I can go out and find the next one. That's one thing. Again, that return would have to be huge, but. Ooh, I would just be careful with that. My thing is, Brad, where I'm with you and where I'm with sportsmanlike, yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, and I'm not
is,
in that
is
camp.
You can't
way.
Get to a point where you've let's just say run it back, and you're 20-30, like we've talked about 20-30 games in next year. Ja's disenchanted. He's demanding the trade. No. I've done my work before that's happening. Understand what I'm saying? So you can't get there.
I agree,
but
with
I'm
you.
Still
I'm with
still
you.
Trying to pull out the best version. I still think he's the guy that makes. Sort of the everybody else better.
You can't just go get a guy like that. So you have to literally change everything around it to make it somehow work, figure it out.
I mean, some would say Jaren is a defensive anchor, and you build around that. I would tell you I like my defensive anchors as, rebounders as well.
Yeah.
And if you're going to pay him between $300 and $350 on a max deal, not having that, well, that makes guys like Zach Edey, if it's going to be Brandon Clark, the importance of them. It goes through the roof because you don't have that in Jaren.
Of the three, something I agree with John on, because I thought about this last night, because I love Desmond Bane. I've talked about him constantly on the show because he's probably my favorite player. He may be the player that is also your best asset in order to do more. And because John kind of mentioned, okay, so if you're rolling back Ja and you're rolling back Jaren, what's the asset? He might be the asset, right?
I mean, in terms of what you're going to get back.
In the return. That's exactly where I'm at.
But people will be underwhelmed by the return for all of those players.
That's the problem.
That's fair. That's the problem. I mean, you're not going to trade out a guy and get back another guy. You'll get back a younger project.
It won't be what you need.
But you might get a Max Christie.
Right.
And picks. and they'll make the money work. They'll make the money work some veterans. But again.
That ain't doing it.
So. That's the problem that you run into. I mean, my hopes are extremely low.
I think where I'm concerned is that it may require a shakeup, and that is the area where Zach Kleiman, whether it's trades,
yep,
right, or acquisitions, those kinds of things, but more importantly, trades.
Exactly.
That's where he hadn't been great. The track
yep,
record's
no question
great on the
it.
Draft.
Yep.
It's really good in the second round. It's not great here. And if so, if I am making, landscape changing, sweeping changes, whatever, then do I want to do it with him? Do I feel like he's got the experience and he's the right man based on what he's shown so far in that department? That to me is concerning.
100%.
And yep. So maybe that is where the conversation needs to go up, because if it gets to that point, do you want Zach Kleiman leading the way there?
And I don't unfortunately, I don't have any insight to offer in terms of how could we know what Robert Pera thinks about his front office. It's not like he ever talks. It's not like anybody talks to him.
I do think if you're swept out of here and it's not competitive whatsoever, like we've talked about, you can't just march Zach out there again and say, oh, we blew it, I blew it again, we quadrupled down on youth, because last year it was doubled and tripled. And that was, he said the mistake. Jeff's right. He came out and said it. He said, it's my responsibility. You did it again. You did it again. And so at that point, if he runs, you're getting the same sort of, hey, man, guys are going to develop. We realize this didn't go the way we envisioned. We were top two seed. No, that can't happen. I'm taking responsibility. That is not a line that I think flies right now after you just got, again, if you get blown out your doors off for four straight games. That's where, back to your point, John, bringing him up. You need to hear from Pera. You need to hear from someone that, because if you try to run the same line that you did last year, it's not going to work on folks. You're not going to get people jacked up.
I think that would help the fan base. If you heard your owner say, look, here's what our guy is doing and here's where we're going, and I believe in him, or you don't, you know?
Yeah, even if it's an endorsement and say, this is my guy, I trust him. That shows a belief in him as opposed to just leaving it out here.
Yeah, your fans might need it.
And as you just started wondering what Robert Pera is thinking. You know, that what was it, the Denver owner?
Yeah.
I realize someone has to because you're firing the GM and the coach, but he spoke. He let them know why. Like, we got high standards around here. You know, basically let us – I mean, those guys were beefing. And we're moving off of this.
Right.
But you had to hear from him.
Yep.
The Denver folks had to hear from him.
Yep.
At some point, that becomes, and especially when you've collapsed like this, I think useful and something you need to do for your fans.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more with that, especially as you're sort of going through this period.
Yeah,
you know,
you're being taken apart here.
So I'm not sure we'll get it, but I think it would be nice. You know, especially because you're trying to, you know, market next season, and it's very difficult to do that. You know, when you're coming off of a sweep. Mm-hmm. Essentially, this will either be a sweep or a gentleman sweep, one or the other. I mean, there's no other outcome in this series. I think that's definitely why it's, it's a pivotal offseason. It's definitely the most interesting offseason for the Grizzlies that I can remember.
But see, why would Pera come out at this point and talk when you, after your questions about Zach Kleiman, I'm talking about Memphis media, surely at some point, too, you're going to ask him about the lease, aren't you?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's right. So yeah. You can't.
And Robert Pera publicly doesn't want to be asked, I'm quite sure, about where they are with the lease process.
Well, he could just release a statement then. He won't take questions. He's just put out a statement.
One-sided.
You're saying is a statement on the season. That's the way you handle it, 100%. Yeah. He's not getting out there in front of everything where he's talking to us.
The next time we hear from him, certainly not taking is when questions. The lease is signed, right?
It would be a statement like you're saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
There will be no questions. You're not asking him about the lease.
We won't hear from him in a Q&A type environment until that's done.
That's what I'm marking off. You can check that by. It's not happening.
Tough deal to market your.
But he's gone from one extreme to the other, right? Where he went young and wanted to be sort of seen as a face of the friend and owner, and has gone into literally now into the dark. I mean, he's in there with Aaron Rodgers. You don't hear from
him. And look, owners, it's not the owner's responsibility to market the team, right? I mean, that all the owner can do. The owner's responsibility is to pay the players and to, you know, ultimately put people in position to have a successful roster. And you would say on the whole, they've done that. If they're not coming up short, I mean, they're coming up short in this series and in this season, but largely you would say that has been accomplished by getting Ja, Desmond Bane, and Jaren. Is it good enough? No, but it's.
I would just say an endorsement for Zach is probably needed at this point if you plan to continue for him, because he botched this coaching situation.
Right.
There's no way we've been all through this. There's not a good case to be made that this was smart. Even if you let, as they say, Jenkins, he liked him too. You had to have some foresight there and be able to envision Jenkins seeing a guy who had head coaching interest from the Wizards. Drew reported that he turned it down as a threat. And his stuff, right, he's trying to take over my team. It's clearly what happened when you had, Taylor deciding, now I'm not playing Zach Edey anymore. I mean, that's the front office's guy. He went rogue on you. Zach did an immaturity in terms of a front office immaturity led to that. And that's why I think it does, whether it's an endorsement or, hey, this is how I feel about how things are going, we're moving on from Zach. That's where you really need some help there.
Right.
Remember, not all is it. I mean, the Bickerstaff thing, Zach was in control. The way that was handled, you know, all of it hadn't been so, you know, veteran GMing here. And so, and particularly, again, when you make the same mistake,
right,
it feels like. Well, you didn't get the DFS deal done.
Right.
It was on the table. You didn't get it done. You ended up having to ship smart out of here, and you got younger again. So you made this. You did the same thing you did the year before. Well, who's holding you accountable?
Right.
That's where Pera's voice can help, or certainly a statement or whatever.
Yeah, totally fair. This is the backdrop of the Grizzlies right now. This is what they're going to have to navigate in the offseason. They're going to have to figure out, you know, what moves they can and can't make. I tend to think that anything they do will probably be perceived as not enough, my guess.
because I don't think they're going to blow this up yet. I think they're going to probably do everything they can to improve. Because let's be real, there is a lot of room for improvement around it. I mean, you know, Santi has not really developed the way that I think we hoped he would.
Yeah. Because with some of us, at some point, we're ready to give him the money and re-sign him, right?
Yes.
Extension and all that.
And
I don't know anymore.
I don't think you can. I mean,
I think I was there. I think I was ready to give him the money, but not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the season, he was like, let's see what he was doing. I mean, he was
playing well.
He really was. He was playing very well at the beginning of the year. The first game of the season, he had 27, and then he had 22 against Orlando.
At some points this season, your third or fourth, you know, most important offensive player.
Yeah, and then, you know, you kind of get into
dropped
the
– off.
He's not a playoff player, right? So I think he's a
not
guy
at this point in his career.
Yeah,
it's ever gonna come. There's a toughness required.
I think he's a guy you can let walk, honestly, especially given what you're gonna have to pay. Now, if it's a team friendly deal, that's one thing. But I think there's a team out there that will be willing to pay him a lot more. You know, a bad team or a worse team. So I do think like there is still room for it to get better around the Grizzlies' main three.
I do too. If you've got a direction and someone leading them, that they believe in. I'm not sure that's the case with Isolo.
Right.
I would think that even if you're going to pick Isolo, you do a coaching search at this point.
I think it's tough
based on what we have seen. This is still a man learning on the job, and in many ways, he'll still be learning next year.
Yeah.
You do not need that at this point.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough to keep Isolo. I mean, man, especially if he gets swept.
If he gets swept and it's the Grizzlies getting swept and he can't control the situation, but how do you get the players to buy back into him?
Right.
If it's embarrassing and it's one-sided. Now, I will say this. They had open shots to start the game.
Right.
Okay? They just missed them. That's not on Isolo. That's on y'all. But do you get this sense that all of a sudden, you know, they look like they know what they're doing. They're taking better care of the ball. It's not happening in these playoffs.
No, it's not.
And then, you know. Again, I saw him get that tech, and I was wondering, okay, how much of that is just he and Kerry? He wants to get he's venting, and how much of that is a tactic?
Yeah,
to show the team I'm fighting for you. I'm trying to get you to believe in me, because that sort of experimentation stuff, you should be past that. Need a veteran coach knows what he's doing.
Yep,
with it when you don't have a culture.
Yep, exactly. We'll see. It'll be a very fascinating offseason. Game two is tomorrow. Down at FedEx Forum, Grizz are an 8.5-point underdog as of now. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Got some good news, potentially, in Memphis basketball on a player that it may just be headed here. Kind of exciting. Get into that. And more. Stick around. Jason and John, I'd turn to FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.